Hey guys, and welcome back to Bat Week Day 4. So we've already covered that bats are not blind. However, I have yet to discuss what exactly echolocation is and how it works. So let's get started. First things first, bats are not the only species who use echolocation. Dolphins, whales, oil birds, and some species of shrew and others use it too. The way echolocation works in bats is they send out high-frequency pulses from their mouth and nose, and then listen for the reverberation from the pulse after it bounces off of an object. This reverberation bouncing off of an object allows the bats to tell how far away and what size the object is. Their calls are so advanced that they know their own calls and can detect something as fine as a piece of hair. How crazy is that? What's cool is there are shouting bats and whispering bats, which categorizes how loud their calls are. The shouting bats will produce calls at a frequency we can hear, whereas the whispering bats don't. They also change their calls depending on the activity that they are participating in, like feeding versus socializing. When they hunt, they do this cool thing called the feeding buzz, where they produce a series of rapid calls that get faster and faster as they get closer to their prey to pinpoint its exact location. Once it gets close enough, it'll snap its prey up. About 70% of bats echolocate, while the other 30% tend to rely on their eyesight to locate their food. Echolocation is a highly evolved and highly complicated adaptation that is such a unique topic to study. So thank you for listening to my brief introduction on echolocation. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow, where I will discuss bat houses. Until next time, you guys.